Let's start with Mr. Ogre and Fish, I think.
The final testimony summarized the fish in this way, that the magnitude of increase in the number of visitors to the area projected by the Plum Creek Recreation Study will be excessive on many waters of the Moosehead Lake region, and many of these waters contain self-sustaining wild or native fish population. And there's a further statement that the angler experience will decline as a result of this development. Is that right? Is that your position? Okay. And then you talk a little bit about some of the possible management things, saying that stocking is not an option on many of these waters, and that the things like improving trails and signage are insufficient. Is that
correct?
Okay. I wanted to pursue this question of recreation management. As you may or may not know, there is proposed by Plum Creek to be a recreation management plan. And were you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. And that will be funded by certain fees or surcharges on property that's sold, both initially and then subsequently as property is resold. Have you been approached, at least from the fishery side of the department, with potential or possible involvement with that recreation management plan? Okay. Do you believe that let's assume for the moment that there would be some kind of comprehensive recreation management plan that tries to balance many of the demands on recreation resources of all kinds, including fisheries. Would that reduce your concern about impact? Are there management tools that, if incorporated into a recreation management plan and implemented with the requisite funding and so forth, would that plausibly reduce the kind of impacts that you have expressed concern about?
I guess I'm not confident that we could address those impacts in that way, mainly because these lakes are, as we noted yesterday in the loon discussion, these lakes are very sterile, and they can only grow so many fish. So when you increase the use, basically your catch per unit of effort is distributed over more, your catch per unit is distributed over more people, so the catch rates will go down. So that's what I mean by the decline in the quality of the fishery. And I don't really see any way to offset that through other mitigation alternatives.
Okay. Does it matter at all, or is there any significance to the fact that this will be phased in over probably many years? I think we could talk in terms of a 15-year build-out, but it might be longer than that, depending on market conditions. If you have 5, 10, 15, 20 years to prepare for this, does that make any difference, or is it simply just advancing the date?
I think it's just advancing the date. We do have management options, that's for sure. For example, right now, most of our bag limits are very low, one or two fish, so to simply say that you can adjust the bag limits to offset the increase in use, I don't think it's a very viable option for the long
term. And to be, put a fine point on this, if your concern, or I assume it's a concern, but your statement goes to angler experience, does it extend to the health of the fish, the fish itself? Are there species that will be, where the pressures will become too great that they are in danger in any way?
I would not say that any danger, that any populations are going to be in danger. I think the fisheries are impacted, but not necessarily to the extent of losing a population.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. So I'm going to try to move along quickly because it's kind of...